Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the third Sunday after the Epiphany, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Stand Up for Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the third Sunday after Epiphany is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20, as follows. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in the boat, mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired hands and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, "Come Follow Me," the Savior said. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to come and follow Jesus, and he will make us become fishers of men, women, and children with the precious good news of the gospel of salvation, to share and witness the love of Jesus with those who are still lost in sin and darkness, without the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 1, with special attention to verses 17 and 18 as follows. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if Jesus were to walk into our church today and ask you, "Follow me and I will make you become fishers of men," what would you say to him right now? Just stop and think about it for just a moment. What would you say to Jesus? Would your answer be, "Yes, Lord," or "Let me think about it or pray about it, and I will let you know if and when I am ready to follow you"? The words we sang in the hymn of the day, "Come follow me, said Christ the Lord, all in my way abiding. Your selfishness throw overboard, obey my call and guiding." Because that's precisely the challenge Jesus placed before his first disciples as they were busy and going about their daily business of fishing by the Sea of Galilee. "Follow me and I will make you become fishers of men." As a matter of fact, after John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." There is no question about the fact that the kingdom of God is indeed at hand, since Jesus made that proclamation over 2,000 years ago. The strong need and urgency for everyone to repent and believe in the good news of the gospel. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 12, we read that when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison for speaking against Herod's adultery with his brother's wife, he returned to Galilee, where he lived in Capernaum, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. "The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." And from that time on, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." As he began his three-year public ministry with the same message as that of John the Baptist when he was preaching out in the wilderness of the desert of Judea, saying, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." In other words, to make a radical change in one's life from being lost to being saved to the kingdom of heaven. The time had come for those living in darkness and in the shadow of death to see a great light. And that great light was Jesus as the promised Savior and Messiah of the Old Testament. Jesus, who said of himself in John chapter 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." But in order to accomplish his mission and ministry of preaching and teaching, Jesus decided to choose disciples to assist him, so that the good news of the gospel could be preached and taught, especially later on after Jesus' departure, not only in Galilee and Judea, but to the ends of the earth. The words of Luke in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, "And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." We read in our text for today that as Jesus was passing along the Sea of Galilee, a beautiful lake, almost 700 feet below sea level, 14 miles long and 6 miles wide, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. At first, Jesus chose to appoint fishermen without any formal education, instead of choosing those who had a formal education, like the priests of the temple and the teachers and doctors of the Torah and the rabbinical law. Jesus doesn't even do a background check on them to determine their IQ levels of knowledge, their professional skills in teaching, or even for that matter, about their finances. No, he doesn't. On the contrary, Jesus saw two fishermen casting their nets into the sea and said to them, "Follow me and I will make you become not fishermen, but fishers of men." In other words, from now on you will no longer catch fish, but catch men, including women and children, with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what was their immediate response to Jesus? They didn't say, "Lord, let me think about it or pray about it, and we will let you know of our decision." No, that's not what they said. Instead, Simon and Andrew did not hesitate or question it, but accepted the assignment immediately. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. The same was true of the sons of Zebedee, John and his brother James, who were also in their boat mending the nets. They also accepted the assignment immediately. They also didn't wait to think about it or to pray about it. No, they didn't. We read in our text, and immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Yes, all of the four disciples dropped everything they were doing immediately. They didn't even ask Jesus, "Where are we going?" or "How long are we going to be away?" and "Where are we going to stay?" or even for that matter, "Where and how are we going to get food to eat?" Jesus doesn't give them any information, no map, no itinerary, no destination, only the invitation to follow him as they left everything they were doing as fishermen, including their family and friends, in order to follow Jesus. "Follow me and I will make you become fishers of men." Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? We know and believe that the kingdom of God is at hand. We also know and believe that we need to repent and believe the gospel. And we certainly know and believe the great need to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, even in our small community right here in the Big Bear Valley. And the question is, are we also ready to accept again the invitation to become fishers of men in order to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I hope so. I hope and pray that we are ready to follow him and become fishers of men, especially now during the COVID pandemic. And why? Because there is never a good time or the right time to share and witness the gospel of Jesus Christ, especially as thousands and thousands of people are getting infected and dying from the coronavirus throughout our nation and the world, including a few in our own community in the Big Bear Valley. And by the way, here Jesus does not expect us to drop everything we are doing, our job, our family and friends, as he expected it from his first disciples, who were called to become a part of his 3-year public ministry as Jesus proclaimed the gospel of God. "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." But Jesus does expect us to set aside some time in our schedule to share the gospel with those in our community and outside of our community who still don't have Jesus as their Savior. This is especially true now, as we are spending more time inside of our homes because of the COVID pandemic, to make that phone call, to send that special greeting card, whatever it takes, to let them know that we care about them and that Jesus loves them and is also their Savior from sin, death, and the power of the devil. perhaps reaching out to a close friend, your neighbor next door, someone at work, or even for that matter, someone in your own family who still doesn't have Jesus as their Savior. Yes, there is never a good time or the right time to share the love of Jesus, as thousands and thousands are dying, not only from the coronavirus, but perhaps even dying without Jesus as their Savior. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, as we are also willing not only to repent and believe the gospel, but to become fishers of men with the good news of the gospel with those around us who are still lost without Jesus as their Savior. May our prayer today be the words of the opening hymn, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift up His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Yes, stand up for Jesus. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we accept the invitation to come and follow Jesus, and He will make us become fishers of men, women, and children with the precious good news of the gospel of salvation, to share and witness the love of Jesus with those who are still lost in sin and darkness, without the gift of eternal life, through faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Soldiers of Christ Arise. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this third Sunday after the Epiphany, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Lean On, O King Eternal. Amen.